for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
On this beautiful Saturday morning, wrapping up one of the coldest weeks of the year. Well, I guess that's not saying much. We're only 5 days into this 2019 of the season. Coldest week of this winter season.
You know what? All week I was thinking of Jay Harper. And it was something he said the last time, that we could use a good cold snap to kill the bugs. So he must be thrilled right now.
I have killed every fly in our house. You can leave the front door open. There are no flies that come in. We are bug-free at the moment. I loved that frost.
Do you have the gun that you put the table salt in?
No. I thought it would make a big mess.
Oh, that would have been great for the kids.
My sister says it does not make a mess. She has one, so maybe we'll have to get a saltinator or something like that. It's gun that shoots salt and kills flies. It's awesome. This is the 10 o'clock hour. This is where we dive deep into something specific about your home, castle, or cabin, and it follows our home maintenance calendar. If you're just joining us, that calendar was delayed getting sent. I accidentally threw away the final print. It had edits on it, so I thought, well, after we send them back for revision, they're going to make new ones. But no, this was the final, and the edits were just taken off of the handwritten notes that I threw in recycling, so we had to get a new print and get re-in line for the printing press, and that delayed everything a couple weeks. So live and learn. I won't throw away the prints for our 2020 calendar, but so that'll be out next week. We're told we will be delivered those on Monday, and we are focusing in the month of January on projects you can do around your house in a weekend, and we're focusing on plumbing. Last week we had Linda Stanfield and our weekly how-to talking about how to wrap your pipes on the exterior of your home or in the attic to prevent from any kind of frost. We've got a video on our YouTube channel that complements that as well, so you can see it done. Very simple process. We used actual pipe insulators that you get from a plumbing store, but you could use a towel from your bathroom, any kind of blanket, just something to get an extra layer of insulation over the exterior of our pipes. We don't get hard freezes here in Arizona very often, below about 3,500 feet elevation. But when we do, it catches us by surprise because we're not used to it, and we don't live with that on a regular basis. So we're moving now to the inside of the home. This, for the first project of the year, it's going to be replacing all the water lines inside your home, and we'll get to what that means specifically and how easy that is for most homeowners to do. But to talk about the importance of why that is, the number one cause, this is an old statistic, but it's been consistent for a lot of years, for insurance claims in homes is water damage. And the number one leading cause to that water is busted water lines, particularly at the washing machine. Costly repair. And we've brought Clay Jansen in from Focus Insurance to talk about the insurance side of things. Because once, Clay, I
yes,
don't
sir.
Envy your job. By the time someone's calling you, they're probably already
fired up. Oh, they're fired up already.
You've got water.
Water's everywhere. Oh. Damage is already happening. It's creeping up the drywall. Oh, 2 or 3 inches, 2 inches in the bathroom, 2 inches in the washing machine, in the floor.
And if you're not careful or you don't have the right coverage, things could go progressively worse from
real
there.
Real quick, real fast. And people get frustrated, right? And you want it fixed ASAP, and you start worrying about how you're going to pay for it. You're absolutely right. People get frustrated real quick.
So the first thing you have to do in this project is go get your insurance policy out. You sent me one for an example yesterday. I printed it off the press.
And I know
I
you read every
it
word
and
on
I
it.
Said, oh, Lord, I hope Clay knows this by heart. Because even if I got through reading through all this, Clay, I wouldn't know what I was talking
it
about.
It reads so great, isn't it? It just reads so fun. So light. It's a light reading.
A light reading. Cause of property loss, section ones, losses we cover, comprehensive parallels. Say what?
Woo! That's a mouthful right there. Yeah.
And that's just the title.
That's just section E. By the way, that's section E of your policy for folks out there that are digging up their policy right now in their filing system. Yeah, so you've got a number of...
The scary thing is, I'm not even sure where I would find mine.
Call your agent.
Well, so I say that. I did cheat. I did get a digital copy, and I did put it in my HomeZada app, so I know where I could find it. But
perfect.
If I could find a physical one at the house, I couldn't do that.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people. That's why you should call.
Call your agent.
Call your agent.
Get a copy.
That's right. Yep. And then what you do from there, right, you want to look under, in this case, we're looking at a sample policy here that I just kind of pulled out of one of our clients' policies here, and you want to look under what's covered, and that's specifically called the peril. Right, so that's kind of the word that says what's the cause of the incident, right?
Okay.
Was it a pipe that broke? Was it some sort of damage? Maybe there was something else that happened. But there's covered perils.
You live on a sloped hill,
that's
and your
right.
neighbor left the hose running in the pool all night that trickled down.
And all
down
the water's coming down, and that would be a flood, right? That would be water coming from the outside of the home in. But if this is something that happens in the house, there's a number of covered perils or causes. You know, classically, people think of the things like fire or lightning and windstorms and right things like that. But when we're talking about water, there's a couple specific ones that are really important in there that you really got to zero into. Number one, is it a discharge or overflow? Right, from water or steam, so that's typically covered. Was it a pipe that was ruptured or cracked? Right, that's typically covered. Was the pipe frozen? Right, and was it a pipe burst because of freezing? That's typically covered. Right, but if it's just wear and tear on your machine, so, or maybe a connection that's kind of coming out of the wall or some of the piping, if it's just wear and tear, that's what frustrates people the most. That's what's typically not going to be covered.
And it's something you can fix this weekend, and we'll talk through how to do that here after we cover the insurance side of things and understanding what your coverage is. But the wear and tear is not covered. Let me back up real quick, though.
Go for it. Yep.
So talk to me about acts of God.
Okay.
How is a freezing pipe covered? And that's a freezing pipe's not an act of God, but hail is.
So let's start with the freezing pipe, right? Let's start with the freezing pipe. You'll also find in your policy what's not covered, right? So a couple pages after what's covered, you're going to find the section that says what's not covered. And what's not covered is if you're negligent in preventing those pipes from freezing, right? So freezing's going to happen, right? We were just talking about the cold snap here in Phoenix. If you go to the North Country, holy smokes, they've been getting a bunch of snow and it's cold up there. But if you didn't do your duty, right, your job to drain those pipes, to protect those pipes, to maybe get them wrapped. If you're not there, maybe you kind of lock up that that house or that cabin up in Munns Park and you come back down, right, in the wintertime back down to Phoenix. If you haven't done those steps, the insurance company might not cover it. Even though it froze, right, if you didn't drain those pipes, if you didn't do those necessary steps in advance, you could have a problem where it's not covered.
Okay. So how is freezing pipes and hail?
You really want me to get deep on this act of God thing, don't you, Romy?
I guess more what I'm looking for is, so when you say things that aren't covered, is there a list in here, acts of God that aren't covered?
Okay. So most acts of, when you're thinking of acts of God or Mother Nature, right, when we're thinking about that stuff, most of that stuff is covered right out of the gate, right? Windstorms or hail, typically right at the top of the list, right? Right up there with fire or lightning. So a lot of those things, those are causes that are going to be covered, right? The temperature dropping, obviously kind of an act of God and Mother Nature kind of thing, right? It's still a responsibility. You still got to jump in there as a homeowner, right? And you still got to do your steps to prevent it. Because usually freezing has to do with pipes, just like we're talking about today, right? So that part, that's the connection part, where the hailstorm kind of dumping down and destroying your roof, well, there's not much you could do to protect from that, right? There's not much material or action that you could take. But that frozen pipe, there is that action that you can take. And most insurance companies are going to be looking for you to take that action in advance. So that way you're not just, you know, reluctantly forgetting to drain the pipes and then you have a big water claim.
And a lot of our homes, the copper pipe comes in underground.
Yep.
That was the way it was built for many years. Even prior to that, it galvanized.
Galvanized. Yep.
That's still true to this day for the point of entry from the street or from your well. But there's a lot of homes that are now plumbed with plastic called PEX that are run in your attic. So we've got to consider the water lines, not
That's
necessarily...
Right.
That we'll talk about that go from your wall to your fixture, whether it's the sink, whether it's the washing machine, the dishwasher. Those lines are generally the first thing that we see When you talk about wear and tear and failure,
yep.
water lines to your refrigerator, ice maker is yep. one that we never think about and is a silent but deadly
the
killer.
Drip, the drip, the one that just hides back there.
Oh, man. Because how often do you look behind your refrigerator?
Never.
I've never. And
whenever you find that drip happening, when the water starts coming out from underneath
it. Smell? Yeah. Why does it always feel damp in here? What's the difference between a water leak and a flood? You had mentioned we'd use that analogy of someone leaving.
The sloping.
Sloping. So
yes.
How's a flood covered?
Super specific. This is a great question, and a lot of callers that call into our office ask this question. Really vital to know. A flood is when the water comes from outside into the home, right? A great example you just had, maybe a neighbor leaves some water out there, or literally a flood where there's water coming in from the rain, et cetera. You're on a sloped hill, right? Water coming in from the outside. If there's water inside coming out of your toilet, right? Maybe a sewer backup. That's not a flood. Although I think a lot of us think of it as a flood because only smokes. We've got water everywhere, right? So two specific policies. If water comes from the outside in, typically not covered by your homeowner's insurance. You're going to need a flood policy for that. Very specific, right? If you've got water in the house coming up from the sewer, then it's a maybe, right? Coming up from out of your toilet, out of your shower, it could get really nasty. You're going to need a specific rider on your policy called water sewer backup. Call your agent. See if that's something you can add. It's really inexpensive. It's maybe $30, and it's well worth the $30 because you could have $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 worth of damage really quick,
and
it's not fun damage, right? This is damage coming at reversing out of your toilet, right? You're gonna want this coverage on there, and it's well worth it.
And we apologize for anyone enjoying their brunch this morning that may have just lost it a little bit.
Sorry about that, folks.
Not the side of the neighbors you want to see.
That's a small thing to pay for to being prepared and protecting yourself.
Best coverage
should that
to add extra
ever
out
happen.
There. Yeah,
one it's of the Rosie best. On the House joined with Focus Insurance talking about what's important to know on your home, and we'll be talking about what lines to replace in your home to avoid any of that negligent wear and tear so you're not in this position where you have to call Clay and say, what do I do now?